Good morning, how are you?
Very well, thank you so much for your time. Well, obviously, the big talking point is next week and interest rates. The Reserve Bank saying that they're going to go up. As a matter of fact, just recently, of course, the governor had a sit down with the Senate and lots of questions were being thrown towards the governor's way. Do you see it going up? Is there any light at the end of the tunnel that's not an oncoming train?
Yeah, look, it does feel like a train at the moment, doesn't it? I feel like everyone keeps looking for that light and then it feels like it shoots within the foot. But we know that the banks, they've been really quick to pass on the RBA's cash rate increases, and I do see them passing that on in the future. So next week I do expect them to say, look, it's going up again. You know, even Westpac has come out and said, look, we're expecting Australia's official cash rate to hit 4.1% by May, which for a lot of people is going to feel crippling.
Now, with that, of course, you know, obviously that's putting a lot of pressure on families at the moment. When do you think enough is enough, where someone steps in and says enough's enough, or do we just keep going as the status quo?
Yeah, look, it's one of those things where as much as it feels like it hurts, and like, don't get me wrong, I have a mortgage as well, and it is painful. I hate seeing it. But it's actually in our best interest in the grand scheme of things. So the reason the RBA keeps increasing the cash rate is actually to drive down inflation, because the cost of goods and services has continued to increase. And the way that we can mitigate that is actually by increasing interest rates, which drives a decrease in the cost of goods and services. So I feel like we're all feeling it at the moment. It feels like it's coming from everywhere. Our mortgages are increasing. If you don't have a mortgage yet, you feel like you're not going to get serviceability. And then when we go to the grocery store, everything is so much more expensive. So do I think it's going to decrease by the end of 2023? Yes. I do think that's the case. You know, NAB has come out and they've said, look, economic growth is probably going to slow down to 0.7% over in 2023 and then maybe down to 0.9% in 2024, which is a really good thing. But at the end of the day, I think we've got a few more months of being in a little bit of a painful position before we end up seeing the light at the end of the tunnel that doesn't feel like a train.
Well, the inflation, you talk about that, and the government have said that it's peaked and it's going to come down. I reckon it's going to come down next month because no one's going to have any money to buy anything.
Yeah, look, it's true. But at the end of the day, one of the things that happens when a bank assesses your ability to take on a loan is they actually assess you at a higher interest rate. So as much as it feels really painful, and as much as this sounds terrible because a lot of people are going to go, Victoria, you don't know what you're talking about, you technically should have in your budget that wiggle room, but most of us just don't. So I think from the bank's perspective, they've done all the right things to say, no, Victoria definitely can afford this rate increase. She's going to be fine. We assessed her at 5% interest rates instead of the 2% she had. But that doesn't necessarily mean I've allocated my budget towards that. Mm. At the moment, I feel like every man and his dog isn't able to save or invest or put money aside for anything. So I do really think that someone should step in and alleviate some of the pressure or cap it. But at the same time, you also know when we look at the bigger economic circumstances that the reason this is happening is actually to make sure the cost of our goods and services stays as low as possible.
Victoria Devine is the host of She's on the Money podcast on the iHeartRadio app. Join us on the Big Brekkie this morning. Now, Victoria, obviously we talked about the inflation. The big talking point over the last week or so has been superannuation and a lot of confusing reports in relation to superannuation. Why can't they just leave it alone and keep things simple?
Do you know what? I totally agree with you. We know that the net cost to the government based on the long-term, you know, superannuation rate is about 12%, and that then allows to the 15% contribution tax. It's an interesting position to be in as well, because as an ex-financial advisor, I actually want there to be more reform in the superannuation space.
Right.
I don't want it to be affecting us negatively, but the amount that we are contributing just simply isn't enough for us to retire comfortably. So we know that most people are retiring comfortably at the moment, and the reason they're retiring comfortably is because they've put extra aside, But this isn't part of our vocabulary consistently. Like, we're not talking about this enough.
Well, earlier this week, they were saying that if you were 65 to 67, which is that retirement age, you need over $500,000 in your super. I checked my superannuation and it turned around to me and said, please log in at a different time.
it's probably inundated with people who have the same questions as you do. But it's one of those things that, you know, the average super balance by the age of, you know, 60 to 64 for a male is $359,000 and for a female is $289,000. That's actually quite different to your suggested $500,000, right? Like, it's a big difference, and this is what we are retiring with versus what we need.
Victoria, would love to chat some more, but time is against us. Really do appreciate your time this morning, letting us know exactly what's happening in the world of money, of which I've got none. But really appreciate your time.
That's radio life.
thank you so much for your time. Victoria Devine is the host of She's on the Money podcast. Of course, you can listen to that through the iHeartRadio app. Victoria, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
It's 1332 4BU.